You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Russ Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Melville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, July 17th, 2015, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the weekend. Glad you made it this far. We are 17 days into marijuana legalization here in beautiful legal potland, Oregon. And so far, the planes are still flying, the cars are still driving, people are going to work, kids are going to school. Everything still seems okay, but we'll keep you posted just in case any pot zombies start roaming the streets in search of strains. Oh my God, we got a great show for you today. Herb Thrasher is up at the Northwest String Summit, so tonight there will be no live episode of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, but thinking of Herb Thrasher and his way up there, we're going to bring you an interview that he did with a good friend of the marijuana industry, the marijuana movement in general, C Money from the band Slightly Stupid. Herb Thrasher's got an interview with him, so we'll lighten things up, get away from politics and all that heavy stuff, and listen to Herb Thrasher talking to one of our favorite musicians here at 420 Radio. Also on the show today, at the end of the show, we'll have time for a radical rant. No public view and no advertising. What is this, pot or porn? We're going to take a look at some stories about marijuana advertising, selling to minors, and the rules about no public view, and ask if we're going to really treat this like alcohol, we need to start stepping up our game a little bit. Also coming up on the show today, in drug war data mining, where does the support for legalizing marijuana come from? At least when it comes to the We the People petitions. You remember those online petitions that President Obama promised would give a response to if they got over, what was it, 20,000 signatures or something? And every time they did this, marijuana legalization rose to the top of those lists. Well, they crunched the demographic data for the 4 years of those We the People petitions, and they've set it out in maps and political ideologies and age demographics. We're going to dig into that data today in the Drug War Data Mines. Also on the show today, behind the headlines, well, they've done it. Reform California, the group headed by Dale Sky Jones of Prop 19 fame and backed by the major marijuana policy organizations, has joined the crowded field for California marijuana legalization. Just how many marijuana legalization initiatives have been filed, we'll tell you when we get to behind the headlines. But first, we start with the 420 Radio news. And in the news today, the Responsible Ohio Amendment is in danger of not having enough signatures. We'll tell you why. We'll talk about those compliance checks in Washington State that found 19 recreational pot stores selling to underage CIs. We've also got a Democrat in the State House of Michigan with a plan to decriminalize and regulate marijuana in Michigan. We've got communities in Eastern Oregon, my old stomping grounds of Vail, Nissa, and Ontario, trying to pass bans on commercial marijuana in those areas. And we'll take a look in California at the county of Sacramento using water ordinances to punish marijuana growers during their four-year record-breaking droughts they're having there. Then we'll take things into hour two in Toker Talk Radio. We got all sorts of things to talk about. What about the children? Well, statistically, they're safer than ever. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got some interesting music from a candidate for president. That's right, one of the presidential candidates will be featured during our music breaks. And we've got our 420 Rockin' Friday Daily Toker tune. We'll get that on tap for you too. Stay tuned. The news is next.
You're tuned into the Russ Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Connect with 420radio.org through social media, on Twitter at 420radioorg, and our Facebook page at 420radioorg. Follow us and like us today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Replays of 420 Radio News are embeddable and shareable from our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/radicalruss. Now, the marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, July 17th, 2015. The marijuana legalization effort in Ohio is in danger because it does not have enough signatures yet to put a measure on the November 3rd ballot. Ohio's Secretary of State is expected to announce as early as Monday whether Responsible Ohio gathered enough valid signatures of registered Ohio voters to get the measure before voters in 2015. Responsible Ohio needs 305,591 signatures to qualify. On June 30th, the group turned in 695,273 signatures with the goal of ensuring it would have the right number, 50%, to qualify. In 4 Southwest Ohio counties, final counts show the petition campaign had a majority of valid signatures only in Warren County at 53%. Hamilton County had a 33.74% validity rate. Butler and Claremont counties came in at 41%. If the Secretary of State finds that Responsible Ohio did not get to 305,591, the group has 10 calendar days to send out its army of signature gatherers in hopes of hitting the target. In the first complete round of compliance checks of retail marijuana stores, 19 Washington recreational retail marijuana businesses sold marijuana to an underage investigative aide. The checks essentially represent an 88% no sales to minors compliance rate. The 18 businesses will be cited for selling marijuana to minors. The individuals who sold the marijuana will be referred to their respective prosecuting attorney's office for potential criminal prosecution. Businesses cited for sale to a minor face a 10-day suspension or $2,500 fine. Employees who sold to minors could face felony charges with a potential 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Compliance rates in Washington for no sales to minors for alcohol were 83% and 57% in two 2014 stings and 47% in one 2013 sting. Those employees who sold alcohol to minors faced a possible gross misdemeanor with a possible 1 year in jail and $5,000 fine. A Democrat in the State House plans to introduce a bill that would decriminalize and regulate marijuana in Michigan. State Representative Jeff Irwin, a Democrat of Ann Arbor, says public support for legalization has reached critical mass. At least 3 groups are working to put the question on the November 2016 ballot. Irwin says his bill would tax marijuana at a lower rate compared to other states. It would impose a 5% state excise tax that would rise to 10% over 5 years. The bill would be similar in many ways to one ballot initiative, known as MI Legalize, which would allow adults to buy and sell marijuana and grow 12 plants each. Communities in eastern Oregon are taking action against the commercial sale of pot. Many cities like Vail, Nyssa, and Ontario that were highly against passing of Measure 91 are looking at passing ordinances that would ban the commercial sale of marijuana in their city. Last election, nearly 70% of the people living in Malheur County voted against Measure 91, a ballot measure that legalized marijuana in the state of Oregon. But now they're getting a second chance to reject marijuana sales. House Bill 3400 states that if more than 55% of the county voted against Measure 91, cities in that county can pass an ordinance prohibiting the commercial sale of marijuana. And many cities in eastern Oregon are taking advantage of it. Meanwhile, in southern Oregon, voters will decide in 2016 whether to bar marijuana sales in the unincorporated parts of Douglas County. The County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved two ordinances this week after hearing impassioned testimony from marijuana fans and foes. This week, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors revised its water code to declare marijuana cultivation a form of water waste. Citing a study from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, a single marijuana plant uses an average of 6 gallons of water per day during the growing cycle. Just last week, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department removed close to 1,000 marijuana plants from a grow. According to the Board of Supervisors, those 1,000 plants needed the equivalent to the daily water consumption of 30 households. In Sacramento County, it is illegal to cultivate marijuana outside. However, you can grow the plants inside. But the limit is 9 plants per household, and if you grow more than the 9 plants, or if you grow them outside, because of the new water ordinance, it's an additional $500 fine per day on top of the $500 fine per day for violating the cultivation ban. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, July 17th, 2015. I'm Russ Belville.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
NARMAL stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. Today in Behind the Headlines, we look at Reform California, or Reform CA, which has now officially joined the crowded field for California marijuana legalization. Now, this is no big surprise any more so than Jeb Bush's candidacy was a surprise after he held off on it for so many years. I mean, or so many months. We know these people have been gearing up to be a part of this process, but they officially filed today and announced, first of all, they're called the Coalition for Cannabis Policy Reform. That's the official name. The Coalition for Cannabis Policy Reform in California, or Reform CA. You can follow them on Twitter at Ready for Reform CA. The Ready, the number 4, Reform CA. And you'll get all their Twitter alerts. But today, they announced the hiring of two key political consultants, Joe Trippi and Jim Gonzalez, and the hiring of the company Progressive Campaigns, Inc., that's going to handle all the gathering of petition signatures. And now, this makes 9 initiatives that are filed for California for 2016 that have something to do with marijuana reform. Now, if the name Joe Trippi sounds familiar, he is currently a Fox News commentator, and he was an advisor for the campaign of current California Governor Jerry Brown and former presidential candidates Howard Dean and John Edwards. Particularly, I remember Trippy from the Dean campaign, because he was like one of the first political consultants to get the idea of social networking and the internet and being able to mobilize the youth vote. He was kind of renowned for that in political circles. The Edwards campaign, let's just not talk about that. Then there's Jim Gonzalez. He served on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors back in the 1980s, so he's got, you know, some political cred. And he was instrumental in helping to pass Prop 215 back in 1996 when they legalized medical marijuana. So great news coming out of Reform CA with some serious political heavyweights. Joe Trippi alone, the contacts he has and the media access he has is going to make this a huge get. Now, Coalition Chairwoman Dale Skye Jones has she's also the Chancellor of Oaksterdam University. You remember Dale Skye Jones from the Prop 19 campaign as well, where she was one of the spokespeople. She says the campaign's raised almost $500,000 from about 70,000 supporters and plans to raise another $4 million from those supporters and plans to get larger donations from the drug reform and institutional and industry supporters. For one, Justin Hartfield of Weedmaps has pledged to donate $1 million to the campaign and another $1 million to the PAC of whoever puts together a sensible, well-thought-out, it-can-pass kind of initiative. And everybody's looking to Reform CA as being, you know, probably that group. They're looking to get $10 to $14 million that they expect this campaign to cost. I expect that to be a lowball estimate because I expect there to be heavy campaigning from the other side against this because they know California is it. If they let California fall, the game's over. Now, Reform CA is expected to be the largest, best-funded organization putting forth a legalization initiative in California. There are eight other initiatives that have been submitted to the California Secretary of State's office, but it's, you know, some of these are going to fold. A lot of them are putting out these initiatives to put their concerns out there, what they want to see in legalization, and hoping that Reform CA kind of merges that into their camp. And others are just not going to have the money or the support to really go anywhere. Now, in addition to Dale Skye Jones, Reform CA's got California Normal and California U.S. Representative Dana Rohrabacher endorsing their project. And they're working with Marijuana Policy Project, Drug Policy Alliance, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and Americans for Safe Access. In other words, all of them. Every major marijuana reform organization. In comparison, now we don't know what the language of the Reform CA proposal is going to be yet. That has yet to be written and filed. But I have a feeling it's going to be far more conservative than most of these others that have been filed. And let me run down the other initiatives we got. There's the Marijuana Control Legalization and Revenue Act of 2016, MCLR. They seem to place no limit on how much cannabis you can possess and cultivate, leaving that to be determined by a cannabis control commission that's set up by the initiative. There's the California Artisan Cannabis Initiative of 2016, that's CACI, places no limit on how much usable cannabis a person could possess, but does limit a personal garden to 6 cannabis plants. This initiative takes great care in providing for craft cannabis growers who are producing fewer than 100 plants. There's the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative of 2016, CCHI, or the Jack Herer Initiative. This would allow adults to cultivate 99 mature plants and possess 12 pounds of usable marijuana. There's the California Bipartisan Decriminalization of Cannabis Act of 2016, CBDCA, that proposes that adults 21 and older be allowed 5 pounds of marijuana, a pound of concentrate, and a 500-square-foot personal garden. All medical dispensaries would become recreational shops with a 15% excise tax, and localities could not ban them. There's the Responsible Use Act of 2016, the RUA, which would allow 1.5 pounds and 12 mature plants. And like the CBDCA, RUA would make all medical dispensaries into recreational shops and forbid local bans, but the tax would be $8 per ounce plus up to a 2% local tax. And finally, there's the Community Restoration Act of 2016 to regulate, control, and tax cannabis, CRARCTC, which has been filed by Alice Huffman of the California NAACP. It may be more conservative than what Reform CA would propose, offering just 1 ounce of possession and just 1 ounce of possession in public and a 25-square-foot garden from which adults may possess all their harvests. Plus, there's two initiatives for the medical marijuana law, the Compassionate Sensible Access Act, which would end the bans, the local bans on cultivation and dispensaries, and the Right to Medical Marijuana Act would open up medical marijuana to everyone 18 and older with no bans.
Rabba-dabba-goo!
That's a lot of them. If you want to read all of this, you can check out my post on this on marijuanapolitics.com, where I now have a daily column, posts at noon daily at marijuanapolitics.com. Check that out. In addition to my twice weekly High Times Radical Rant on Tuesdays and Fridays. We're back with Drug War Data Mining right after this.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay, read the Weed Blog today.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
Get.buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Today in the Drug War Data Mining, we take a look at information provided to us by drugabuse.com. Yes, drugabuse.com. And it's entitled Weed the People, an analysis of 552,000 signatures in support of legalizing cannabis in the United States. Now, you remember the We the People online petitions? It was called other names, too. Open for Questions, and I can't remember what the other one was. But basically, the Obama administration from 2011 through 2015 has had this online petitioning thing. And people can submit whatever they want, and people can add their signature to it. And they promise that if it got more than 100,000 signatures on any petition, they get a response from the White House. And of course, every time they've done this, marijuana legalization has risen to the top of the list. So they took this data, these 500, over a half million people signing. Now, again, you could sign more than one of them, right? So you could have signed all of them. But it's an interesting data set. They took 60 different petitions. And basically, they started with every petition that had any reference to marijuana, weed, cannabis, pot, ganja, whatever. And then they got rid of the ones that were geographically specific, like if you were, you know, it was legalized marijuana in Oregon or whatever, or pardons a particular person, Jeff Mazansky in Missouri, let's say, for a marijuana crime. Well, that take that out because you're going to get a lot more from Missouri in that case, right? So they took all those out, just the ones that were, you know, basic national marijuana signature petitions. They got 60 of them, 60 different petitions between September 2011 and May 2015 with more than 552,000 signatures. And they're all mapped by zip code. Because you remember when you signed this thing, you had to put in some basic demographic data. So here's what they found. Out of 552,405 signatures, first they broke it down by region. Where, and it's also per 100,000 or per 10,000 residents, right? So, you know, of course, California's got a big population. They're going to have a lot of signatures. But, you know, weighted by population, the way that it worked out is the region of the country with the greatest curiosity and signing for marijuana legalization was not the West Coast, was not the Northeast. It was the mountain regions. Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Nevada, and Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico. 21.4 signatures for every 10,000 people. The New England areas were second at 20 per 10,000. Pacific came in third or fourth, actually. So, and these are by census regions. So they have, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 regions or so. Oh, plus, yeah, 9 regions. There we go. And they found that this shifted over time as well. The mountain region wasn't as interested in 2011, but it rose to the top in 2012, wasn't as interested in 2013 or 2014, right? So they break all these numbers down. It's just really fascinating. You can find this at drugabuse.com/featured/weed the people. And you got to put dashes between the words, weed dash the dash people. Now, some other interesting data. They broke this down by state to figure out which states had the most signatures per 10,000 residents. And coming in number one was the state of Montana with 33.4 signatures per 10,000. But I'm proud to say the state of Oregon in second with 31.1. So a lot of people in Oregon supporting marijuana legalization. And the way they break this down, it shows also whether or not that state was a red state or a blue state in the 2012 election. And it color codes the names of the states by whether or not they have medical or recreational laws. And interestingly enough, of the top 10 states with the most signatures for legalization, only one didn't have a medical or recreational law. And that one was Idaho. Idaho made the top 10. Pretty amazing. They also looked at the bottom 10, and Mississippi was the state least likely to have people signing in support of legalization. But interestingly enough, of the top third, 10 of those states were Democratic states. Of the bottom third, 10 of those states were Democratic states. So it didn't seem to have much political pull there. And even when it came to the medical or recreational marijuana laws, the top third had 10 states with such laws. The bottom third had 8 states with medical marijuana laws. We also get a breakdown of per county and per area. Again, Benton, Oregon, a county, the second greatest county support. Williamsburg, Virginia had the most signatures, actually breaking 1%. 1% of the residents of Williamsburg, Virginia. It was 109.4 per 10,000 residents of Williamsburg, Virginia, signed on to those weed the people states or polls, excuse me. Also, looking about throughout this, the top 10 changed quite a bit throughout the different years. Montana was number one in 2011. Colorado was number one in 2012, unsurprisingly. Maine was number one in 2013. Missouri, number one in 2014. But nice to say that in all those years except 2012, Oregon was number two. Oregon was number three in 2012. But interestingly enough, now that we've passed legalization in 2015, we're in the bottom 10 at 45. It's funny how the data works. I love looking at this stuff. There's also breakdowns by age. There's breakdowns by other demographics in here as well. It's just fascinating data to me. Take a look at it. You can find it at drugabuse.com/featured/weed-the-people. I know it's a long URL, but you'll figure it out. We're back with Herb Thrasher's conversation with C Money from Slightly Stupid in our cannabis community chat. And then we got a radical rant. Is this pot or porn? Stick around.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. The Russ Belville Show, the National Wildlife Refuge for Marijuana Unicorns.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome!
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane! With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
Hey, what's up everyone? This is Herb Thrasher with the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour on 420radio.org. And we're here, man, got a special treat. Got some great friends in town tonight in Portland, Oregon at the Crystal Ballroom. We have C-Money here with Slightly Stupid, man. What's going on, C-Money? Chris, how you doing, dude?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing great, man. Welcome to Portland. I'm sure you guys have played in Portland before. Any thoughts about Portland while we're at it?
I love it. A city with a rich, rich history, which all of us are into, and a city that's always been a place. I've been in a couple bands that come through here, and it's always very well received. I think people are really into music on a live level, you know, not just what on the TV we try to tell them is cool. There's a very uniqueness about that, you know, and I think people are dedicated to, you know, eating good food and living a good lifestyle. I like that a lot.
Right on. Definitely, I'm sure Portland's going to totally dig you guys tonight playing at the Crystal Ballroom. It's a great place to play. And so you guys are out on tour right now. You got a kick-ass new album that came out in August called Top of the World. Man, tell us something cool about that album and maybe the making of it or just anything.
Yeah, no, it was a really kind of a unique situation for us because we basically, you know, usually when you're in the studio, it's very stressful and you're under the gun and you have to do things in a very tight space of time, and we created our own studio. We got our own shop, we took all the gear and set up the Pro Tools rig, and we were able to basically over like 3 years make this album, and that really gives you this ability to try things, have things not work, try something again. You know, there's just a lot more freedom involved and a lot more. Kind of like a, you know, you could take too long, you know, you don't want to go that far with it. It's nice to have a deadline, but it's real nice to have a little bit of that elbow room. So we're hoping to continue that and continue to record with that in mind so that we can hopefully get the best product.
Well, you guys have changed so much, you know, over the years. You know, I know I've been following you guys since the mid-90s when you guys started, and could be more punk and rock, you know, a little bit heavier. And then as the 90s came along, you know, you guys started branching out a little bit. Maybe you started in the early 2000s. Talking about, you know, how you integrated into the band and how the band's changed a little bit.
Yes, sir. Basically, about 2006, I was in a band called John Brown's Body, which was an East Coast band, national touring reggae band. And we were opening up, and the vibe was just really, really, really killer. And I think if you even look at like what Sublime was doing, you know, it started real raw punk, and by the end there was saxophone and DJ, and there was a lot of things being incorporated because it's an upward journey, and as it grows, you want more people, I think, to be involved, because the more people involved, the greater the sound. You know, there's only so much that three people can do. And that's amazing that trio is a great part of what music is, but, you know, I always find it's like more colors on your palette, if you will. You know?
Yeah.
And by having all those colors, you just paint more shit, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're a trumpet player, and you guys, you mentioned, you know, the horns have now been into the sound, and you guys have a lot of guests these days, like Carl Denson. You might even mention he's, you know, kind of like your eighth member. He's played so much. In fact, what's up, Carl? I saw you at the Northwest String Summit, and you freaking blew me away, dude. But anyway, man, Carl Denson's been playing with you guys, and that leads me to a cool thing on Friday night around the country. Everyone, if you watch Palladia, got to see these guys at TRI Studios. Talk about what's TRI Studios and how you got even involved in that. And tell them who invited you and just what's up.
Yeah, that was, it's a brainchild of Bob Weir, and I think just the Grateful Dead's vast knowledge of what they have done, basically with the electronicizing of music. You know, really music was a very acoustic thing before their era. And we've not only seen things like the guitars and the keyboards change, but also it's the microphones and the sound systems. And that's what really blew my mind about TRI is you have, it's like the holodeck on the Enterprise, dude, for real. It's like literally it's a studio where there's no microphones, no headphones, seemingly if you don't really look, there's just speakers everywhere. And he can stand in the middle of the room with an iPad and go cathedral. And I swear, if you play a note, it sounds like you're in a cathedral. You can make it dead, so you play a note and it's dead. It's like he's creating the environment around you. He has total control of that. And that's some other, I'm still like, what?
You know, this is an amazing show.
We realized we've just started recording music in the 1920s, so we're not that far off of where it's at. And we're going through these leaps and bounds, you know. And I've been in a studio my whole life, and it was, isolated room with a microphone and ear, and none of that's there. And yet the product sounds amazing when you record this. It's like, kind of blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I was very well dialed in.
Yeah, you guys had some great guests, and Don Carlos, and like I said, Bob Weir was there, Carl was there.
That's really the main part about I love about being Slightly Stupid, and I'll give props to Miles and Kyle, who are my bosses. They really are all about just making good music. They have this uncanny ability to draw so many people in to their circle, and it creates a bigger circle for all of us. And it's very unique. You know, I've been in a lot of bands, like I said, but I've never ever been in a band that was quite.
No,
like
you. I think you hit it right on the head there, dude. That is one thing about Slightly Stupid. I'm expecting to see a crowd tonight of just different kind of folks. You know, freedom-loving folks. But you know, I'm more of a metalhead, but dude, I totally dig Stupid, man. You know what I mean?
We'll be playing metal too.
No, so. But I mean, I love, I know there's a lot of people, you guys have got this Rasta thing going, Irie kind of thing, and funk, and
honestly,
soul. You guys
have
so much soul.
Dude, if you came down to Diego and just needed a place to stay, somebody would help you out. If you were trying to exploit people would totally. It's barbecues. I think it's not just in San Diego. I'm from the south of it. That's a very southern mentality. It's like open arms. Like, I don't care about who you are, If you're a good person, welcome, And that transcends to the music. Because that's pretty much all we're doing. We're like, hey, if you smoke herb, you're down, you're cool. Come and make some music.
Well, that is the way
it
is.
You're a douchebag, step,
Yeah. You mentioned Herb, and this is Herb Thrasher here with C Money from Slightly Stupid. And
yeah, you know we got to talk about some guys.
You mentioned Herb, we're here at 420, we're out there, we've been constantly fighting these laws and everything that's going on, and now we have two states finally legalized. You guys have a kick-ass 420 show scheduled in one of these at Red Rocks in Colorado, Cypress Hill. But talk about the two states, and were you guys watching? Were you fired up? Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's all about this, America. This country was created on the belief that, we the people will form a more perfect union to establish justice, ensure tranquility, provide for the common defense. All of these things, this is our country. Stop looking to the president to be some magical person. Know who's running for your mayor. Know who's running for the sheriff of the county you live in. Know who's even running for the damn school board president, because if you do have children, or any of your family has children, they're gonna be affected. If I break my arm, I don't go to a federal hospital. Why am I so concerned with Washington, D.C.? It's time to focus on the local things, and that's what Washington and Colorado, obviously we're all, like, there's this real heavy part about being an American, which means you have to be stubborn. You have to hold on to that freedom, and like, literally, to the end. I mean, people bled and died for that. Farmers, very common folk who just were, like, over this belief of, being exploited by an empire that's very distant to their needs. And if you think about what I just said, that's exactly what's going on right now. Our needs are we produce and grow the best marijuana on the planet. The way that Italy and France produce wine and Germany produces beer, America could be exporting marijuana and basically not only getting the world really awesomely blazed, and I bet you people would stop killing each other. All this mess about let's just eradicate each other till no one's left is a messed up mentality, and it sounds to me like a bunch of people that need to take a chill pill.
It is, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm not trying to opiate the masses or make people dumb, but it's like, dude, just follow common sense on this one.
Well said.
I think that the money that's going to be generated by those states is going to be so undeniable. My father used to say, money talks, BS walks, man. It's like, all we got to do is make sure that the taxes are done right. Make sure that you're following the rules and doing the X's and the O's, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But be stubborn about what you want. Demand it, put it clearly on the table and say, well, if we don't get this, we're going to burn the state house down. Pretty much. I mean, not that extreme, but that's as extreme as Americans took it. Read any freaking history book.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Anyone would not challenge me. I mean, you're talking about going way back to colonial days when it takes someone to get shot in front of everyone else, and we're like, whoa, this is way wrong. We don't think we need to be there. We have the internet. We have so many things that 200 years ago they didn't have, and they still organized. They still were very, very organized. You know, they were rallying each other, and information was spreading.
Yeah,
on horseback. I mean, we got the internet and everyone's like, I mean, with Facebook, I feel like we could literally rally the people.
Yeah. Well said, man. I appreciate all your thoughts on that. That's awesome. As we mentioned, though, you guys' music has kind of changed, progressed, done this, done that. But one thing that hasn't over the years is your guys' freedom loving for herb and just preaching the gospel. And we all definitely appreciate that and all your music. And so just on another note, have you guys gotten into the dabs or anything yet?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm into all that. I'll be honest. My father's a Vietnam-era veteran. He was diagnosed with diabetes in the Army. So he's a disabled vet. They did his thyroid and all this mess. So, but he's always smoked herb. And with the diabetes, the herb really regulates his appetite. So I've noticed without him taking pills or going to see a bunch of doctors, here's a plant that grows out of the ground that literally he uses to regulate his appetite. And my mother struggles with alcoholism, you know, on her side of the family. And I saw that as a direct, like a real physically addicting disease that is like even hereditary on that level. So it can suck in like 5 generations of cats. And it's so terrible. And literally you're never gonna smoke yourself to death. You'll suffocate from lack of oxygen before you'll smoke too much marijuana to die.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. Right on. Well, as we mentioned, these guys got a special 420 show in Colorado. You guys can check them out. Any other big festivals that come to mind this summer? I know you guys got a whole thing.
No, there's a whole mess of stuff this spring. God, I've been looking. The emails have been coming in, and it's we're gonna be really busy.
They're starting a tour March 6th. They have a kind of spring tour March 6th with Tribal Seeds, and so that'll start off another leg of tour. So you guys go to their website, check them out. They got a great Facebook page. Everyone's always talking. There's all kinds of conversation going on there. And I'm sure you guys got a question, you can get to them or send them a picture, send them a tweet or something. And go ahead and check out these guys' music, man. This is C-Money with Slightly Stupid. I'm Herb Thrasher. We appreciate everything. I can't wait to go see these guys tonight, and maybe we'll talk them into getting stupid or something like that.
Oh, we got the bubble hats.
Take care, guys.
We got the C-Money
right here.
We got it all.
Got it all right here.
Big thanks to Herb Thrasher for that interview with C-Money of Slightly Stupid. Herb's going to be having a lot of fun with a lot of musicians this weekend up at Horning's Hideout for the Northwest String Summit. These guys shred acoustically, and coming up in hour two, we'll have for our Daily Toker Tunes a little acoustic shredding from the Yonder Mountain String Band covering some Ozzy Osbourne.
Perfect for a Friday, don't you think? Also, music from one of the, how many are there now? 19 presidential candidates? Are they up to an even score yet? maybe I should run just to make it 20. All right, we'll have some of that music coming up in hour two as well. But coming up next, Radical Rant. No public view and no advertising. What is this, pot or porn? Stay tuned, everyone.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. The Russ Belville Show. Chat is for friends 18 and older. We expect our chat to be civil, mature, and free from excessive profanity. If you don't like these rules, there are approximately 6 billion other chat rooms with lower standards that you can visit.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org. 420 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get highly educated.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
For today's Radical Rant, I want to talk a little bit about what we're facing now in the legal marijuana states. You know, sometimes I work for, you know, I work for Portland Normal, and they'll ask, hey, it's legal now. What are you guys doing? Well, there's so much yet to fight for, and this particular subject will definitely highlight it. I found this headline on The Cannabist from Denver that the Denver ABC affiliate KMGH is going to run a pot ad on Monday before the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And according to the station's vice president and general manager, they've agreed to accept ads from legal cannabis businesses. We will have set some strict guidelines on when these ads can run and the content of the ads. Ads for recreational use cannot air until after 10 p.m. and cannot show people using the product. Okay, so what this is of course, following a lot of the law that's written down there in Colorado as far as cannabis advertising. You can't show any cannabis at all. You can't show the product, can't show people using it. It's like one of those tampon ads where it's a woman, you know, riding a horse or, you know, somebody playing tennis, right? And they never show the product, never talk about the product, right? It's like, what is this, right? That's how restrictive the advertising is for this ad. So I should be happy that, oh my God, there's a maybe the first time ever a TV commercial before, like, you know, on major network affiliate. That should be a happy thing, but really am more bummed out by it because of how limited it is as far as what they can do or say. And we face the same types of restrictions in Washington State. The stores can't have like billboards or paint their walls fancy or anything like that. They are limited to like a 14 inch by 14 inch sign, something like that, 1600 square inch sign, whatever that is, with only like black letters on white. I mean, it's just dictated down to the T how these guys can advertise. Meanwhile, anywhere you go, you're going to find beer ads in your face everywhere you look. People using beer out in public. I mean, just saturated with it. And this is not an argument that marijuana should be treated like alcohol in that respect, that we should have that much saturation of marijuana advertisement. I'm sympathetic to the arguments of parents and people that say, hey, let's not have, you know, drug advertisements everywhere we go. I get that. So let's put some of these requirements on alcohol. Why don't we? Why the double standard for marijuana? Why treat us so much more worse because we made the mistake with alcohol? No, we can ease up a little bit on this stuff. I mean, it's not like we're advertising porn. This is just pot. It's just flower. And the other frustrating thing about this is, you know, Denver is also fighting for an initiative here, a city initiative, so that they can have public use venues. Lounges, pot lounges, vapor lounges, coffee shops, whatever the hell we want to call them. Let's call them public use venues. So they're fighting to get that on because it's been, you know, cracked down on by Colorado. Washington State just passed the law that felonizes it. You run a pot club, you allow pot to be smoked at your club, it's a felony. You will not be out in public using your pot, young man. Now get back into your smoky closet. And here in Oregon, we're going to face the same sort of situation. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission has banned any liquor licensee from having marijuana on its premises, whether they're selling liquor at the time or not. It's made it so the High Times Cannabis Cup can't find a place to hold its cup in Seattle or Portland, two of the three most legal cities in the country. It's just insane that we continue to be treated like porn. Right? All right, you can have your porn. Don't let anybody see that you're watching porn or know that you're using porn. We can't advertise the porn anywhere. This isn't porn. It's pot. It's a consumer product. I just don't understand this reticence. It's just the vestige of this culture war that it's always been. It's never been about safety. It's never been about the children. It's never been about worrying about the cars on the road or anything like that. It's been about plain and simple bigotry. We don't like your kind. We don't want to have to see your kind on our streets. We don't want to have to go to bars and have to put up with your kind. That's what this is about. It's what it has always been about. So I think the next wave of activism in the legal states needs to be this fight for adult use venues. Anywhere that I can drink a beer and smoke a cigar, I should be able to puff on a vapor pen or smoke a joint. That just seems to be fair. That seems to be reasonable. If we continue to treat marijuana consumers like they're the vice that shall not speak its name, all we do is add a forbidden fruit aspect to it. All we do is make it a little more enticing to the kids to want to try it. It needs to be normalized. It needs to be understood that this is a normal adult thing people do. It's not something that's shameful. Not something that needs to be hidden from all eyes. Yeah, I get the idea of let's not have it at the McDonald's play place. Okay, I'm fine with that. I can accept that. But I don't want a guy drinking shots of whiskey at the McDonald's play place or puffing up a Cuban at the McDonald's play place either. So yeah, we're willing to accept reasonable restrictions on this, of course. But that reasonable restriction can't be your own house with the shades drawn. That's just not tenable. That's just not fair. It's not American. And it's particularly cruel given what a social drug marijuana is. I always love this idea that, you know, drinkers drink to be social, but pot smokers drink to get high. Are you kidding? Pot smokers smoke to be social too. The act of a joint circle couldn't be more social. Meeting a whole bunch of strangers and talking and sharing the spit on the end of the joint, for God's sake. You don't see people at the passing around. Well, I guess you do. I guess they do. You know, you'd buy a glass of wine and or a bottle of wine and you'd pour some for everybody at the table, wouldn't you? But it just seems to me, so obvious what is the next step, and that is fighting for being treated decently. You know, we said treat it like alcohol. Let's start treating it like alcohol. I mean, imagine if the Supreme Court, having just ruled that same-sex couples deserve the same civil right to marriage as opposite-sex couples, but imagine that they let stand laws that forbid public displays of affection between gay people. All right, you can get married, but we don't want to have to see no gay kissing. We don't want to see no gay kissing. Lesbian kissing, maybe. But no gay kissing, for God's sake. Would be the same effect, wouldn't it? Okay, maybe not exactly the same, but there's a similarity there. Being told that you have to hide who you are, that you can't be publicly seen, that you're something to be reviled, that you're something that's obscene. We treat marijuana like it's obscene now. Used to be an illegal, dangerous drug. Now it's an obscene drug. It can't be seen, can't be advertised, can't be talked about. People can't be using it, can't be seen using it. You know, I've been doing this for a long time now, and even going back to, 2010 Prop 19 days, and writing story after story after story where there's proposals to put in a dispensary here or a dispensary there. There's always this pushback from the parents. Oh my God. My little Jimmy and Janie have to walk to school down that street, and they have to go right by a marijuana dispensary. Every time that story comes up, and it's come up a lot in the past 6-7 years, every time that story comes up, I do a Google Street View of the place in question to see what it is the kids might also have to be walking by. And in one case, this was a California case, they had to close down a dispensary because it was in a strip mall that was within 694 feet of a McDonald's play place. That counted as a playground for the purposes of a 1,000-foot ban, and so the dispensary had to go. So I got the Google Street View. I couldn't find the dispensary in the strip mall. I had to zoom in to figure out where it was at. It was so far off the sidewalk where the kids would have walked, because there was a parking lot between it and the sidewalk, and also in that strip mall, a liquor store and a bar that was called, and I shit you not, called Animal Crackers. Yeah. So that was between the dispensary and the play place. It was actually closer to the McDonald's. It had big signs, Animal Crackers. Another case here in Oregon where they complained about where a dispensary might go in. I Google Street mapped the place, and it's right by the Alberta Hop House, where there's an open patio of people drinking fine craft brews, and the Hop House has this big edifice with its name there, and sprouting out of the building, a big freaking bronze hop. That's what her kids had to walk by every day that they would see before they would see the pot shop that would have been just like in this hidden kind of cul-de-sac of a doorway with maybe a little sign on it, maybe a green cross. It's pot, not porn. There's nothing obscene about marijuana or the people using marijuana. We're legal now. And if you really mean treat it like alcohol, then we want our brew fest, we want our waterfront blues fest, we want our little wine and cheese fest. We want the same kind of social outlets that people that use far more dangerous drugs to themselves and society are afforded. Just seems fair. It just seems American. All right, that's all the time we got for hour one. Stay tuned. Hour two, we're going to talk more. What about the children? We've got some music from one of the 19 presidential candidates, plus some Northwest String Summit jams from the Yonder Mountain String Band. For everyone here in Legal Potland, Oregon, I'm Radical Russ, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it.